From New York to Washington now, where the big story this week is President Bush's announcement of a nominee to the Supreme Court. If the president gets his way, John Roberts, who is right now a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals that's based in Washington, will succeed retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Mr. Bush nominated Judge Roberts on Tuesday.
He has the qualities Americans expect in a judge: experience, wisdom, fairness, and civility.
Judge Roberts has a pretty conservative background, but he's generally well-received by senators from both parties. Joining us is NPR senior correspondent and regular day-to-day contributor Juan Williams. Welcome back, Juan.
Good to be with you, Alex.
You know, it strikes me that the Roberts nomination may be a bigger problem within the Democratic Party than anywhere else. You have Senator Lieberman, moderate Democrat, this week saying that Judge Roberts looks okay to him, and Senator Schumer from New York saying, hold on a minute.
In fact, Senator Schumer has prepared a list of questions that he's given to Roberts so that Roberts can prepare. The underlying theme there being, expect to answer the questions, don't dodge the questions. And so there's going to be a high bar there for Republicans, especially, who would hope that he might not have to go into great detail about his personal opinions or his ideology and simply restate the idea of what's already been ruled on or what he's already written.
How does it look politically for going ahead? That is there going to be a big fight over this or not?
Well, it looks good for Judge Roberts at the moment. The White House strategy has been to portray him as highly qualified, brilliant, someone with all of the background, had all his tickets punched. But what you have coming from the American people, first and foremost, is that there was an AP poll this week, Alex, that indicated over half of Americans want to know his opinions, his position with regard to Roe v. Wade abortion. Civil rights groups are also very wary about him because he has been involved in government positions that have sought to limit the Voting Rights Act. He's also tried to limit court-ordered busing for school desegregation. And this has to do with memos that he wrote while he was in the Solicitor General's office under the Bush administration. And so will those memos be released? The Democrats are demanding they be released. We'll see what happens with that. But, you know, I mean, on some levels, I think everyone's still surprised that it wasn't Judge Edith Clement of the Fifth Circuit, because so many people, including Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, said, you know, Roberts is fine, but he's not a woman.
He's the story. Karl Rove and John Bolton are not. Whatever happened to John Bolton, who's supposed to be the U.S. ambassador to the U.N.?
Well, expectations are that the president will give Bolton a recess appointment in this upcoming August recess when the Senate goes out. And Bolton wants it. There was some question as to whether or not he would accept it, because really it is a consolation prize. He will have a weakened status. I think that people will view him askance, especially when he gets up to the U.N., but he's been putting pressure on the president to give him the recess appointment, so he clearly wants it, and it looks as if the president will give it to him.
And Karl Rove, the deputy White House chief of staff and presidential friend and confidant, who may have revealed the name of this CIA agent, Valerie Plame.
Well, that story continues to bubble and boil despite efforts to get it off the front page, and I think in some ways successful efforts, of course, with the announcement of Judge Roberts as a Supreme Court nominee. This morning's New York Times has a story tying both Karl Rove, the deputy chief of staff, and Vice President Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Libby, Scooter Libby, to a so-called damage control effort that started right after Joe Wilson, the former ambassador, came back from Niger and said that the administration had been wrong about Iraqi attempts to buy nuclear material from that African nation. So what we have now is that we've established that there was some kind of damage control effort. Earlier in the week, there was a story suggesting that right next to Valerie Plame's name in a document, in a memo explaining that she was the wife of Joseph Wilson and worked at the CIA, there was a letter S indicating that her status was secret and that she was a covert agent who was not to be identified. So if Patrick Fitzgerald, the special prosecutor, has seen that memo, and of course I'm certain that he has, then that may be the basis in which he continues this investigation, and indictments may be soon to follow with tremendous political consequence, Alex.
The political talk show's coming this weekend, Juan. Who are the guests going to be? Is the focus on Judge Roberts, and would he actually, I don't suppose he'd actually be on any of these to speak and talk about himself?
Oh, if only. A Sunday news show booker would be in heaven, Alex. But no, he's not going to say anything publicly, of course, until the hearings. He's having courtesy calls around Capitol Hill, and then he'll have a series of practice sessions at the White House in advance of what will seem to be 4 days of televised hearings in September. But on the Sunday talk shows this week, the star is going to be someone who didn't get the nod. That's Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. He's going to be arguing in defense of Judge Roberts.
NPR senior correspondent and regular day-to-day contributor Juan Williams. Thank you, Juan.
My pleasure, Alex.